Independent Senator Nick Xenophon has likened politician-businessman Clive Palmer to the former Italian leader Silvio Berlusconi. Senator Xenophon says the two billionaires have much in common in terms of political presence and enormous business interests. Senator Xenophon says he's still waiting to hear from Mr. Palmer about the nature and content of a memorandum of understanding between Mr. Palmer's party and the Motoring Enthusiasts Party, which won a Victorian Senate seat in the last election. Senator Xenophon says voters have a right to know the contents of the agreement, and he says he's prepared to pursue a private members' bill to get greater transparency. Clive Palmer seems to be late on his promise to provide the MOU to Senator Xenophon by Christmas Day. Senator Nick Xenophon, good morning. Thanks for joining us on AM. Did you get your Christmas message or present from Clive Palmer?
I thought I did when I opened up an email just yesterday. It came on Christmas Eve. I was excited. I thought this was the MOU I've been waiting for. In fact, it was a generic Christmas message that Clive Palmer would have sent to other MPs and constituents. So it wasn't the present I was waiting for.
Why are you so keen to know what the Palmer and Motoring Enthusiasts parties have agreed to do?
Well, I think it's important that we find out what the MOU is about, because Mr. Palmer and Mr. Muir from the Motoring Enthusiast Party have entered into effectively a voting bloc that will control the balance of power in the Senate. And it will determine how legislation passes, if it passes, and what deals will be made in relation to legislation being passed. So I think it's important that the electorate, that Australians know of the nature of the MOU. The fact that Mr. Palmer has refused to release it and then said he'd release it on Christmas Day to me indicates that Australians ought to see, for the sake of transparency, what this deal is about. For instance, what side deals, if any, are there between Ricky Muir and Mr. Palmer's party, so that in the event that the behaviour of this voting bloc leads to a double dissolution, what guarantees are there for Mr. Muir's employment? There may be none, but the fact that we don't know and that he's refused to release it to date is a real concern.
You haven't got it yet. Do you expect it in the next day or two?
Well, look, I hope so. You know, there are, you know, the conventional Christmas happened on December 25th. There's the Eastern Orthodox Christmas on January the 6th. So maybe he's going to a different Christmas calendar. Who knows?
Is it as important to the public as it is to you that this be released? Because your critics might say that a micro party like the Motoring Party could be a threat to your position in the Senate.
Oh, look, this is not a question of a threat to any position. This is about working out what the nature of a particular deal has been done. Clive Palmer says that this deal is watertight. That's what he said a couple of months ago. But if he also says that this MOU is no big deal, as he asserts, then show us the nature of the deal. Also, there's a general principle about broader Senate reform. I put a bill up in the Senate that will get rid of the preference harvesting that will mean that you have optional preferential voting in the Senate, so that if someone votes for a particular party, there's a greater likelihood that they end up with that particular person rather than a party that got, for instance, in Ricky Muir's case, 17,000 primary votes, defeated Helen Kroger, who had to her name from the Liberal Party, something like 380,000 votes. So I think this whole issue of preference harvesting, the side deals that are done, really can be dealt with once and for all with a reform to the Senate voting system, similar to the reform that occurred in New South Wales a number of years ago.
So if he doesn't release the MOU, you will introduce a private members' bill which will force the disclosure that you want?
Well, absolutely. I think it's very important. And this is something that shouldn't apply simply to Mr. Palmer and Mr. Muir. It should apply to any political party or blocks of political parties that decide to get together unbeknownst to electors at the time of the election, that post-election they enter into a voting bloc. I mean, I think the reason why we've come to this is because of a voting system where someone in Western Australia, for instance, the sports party, gets something like 3,000 primary votes, less than 0.25%, manages to defeat the Labor candidate with something like 10 or 11% of the vote to her name, because of the way that preferences are distributed, the way that preferences are harvested, and you end up with these sorts of side deals and side agreements that voters are none the wiser of. The sooner they're released, the better.
On a broader issue with Clive Palmer, do you have any concerns about Mr. Palmer's business interests and his role as a politician?
Well, I just think that if you come to the Parliament with significant business interests, then there's a heavier onus to disclose your pecuniary interests, and I'm sure that Mr. Palmer is complying with that, as everybody else in the Parliament is meant to comply with.
Well, his company has just received approval for development of coal in the Galilee Basin. Are we likely to see in the future where the government, for instance, will be asked to make decisions relating to Mr. Palmer's business interests, and his senators could be negotiating with the government from the Senate benches?
Well, and that's why transparency is the key. I think that it becomes much more problematic when, if you have significant business interests, you should be precluded from running for the Senate because you happen to be a successful business person. But the only parallel, or the only similar case that's occurred, I think, in any Western democracy in recent years has been that of Silvio Berlusconi. Now, I'm not suggesting Clive Palmer is perhaps Australia's version of Silvio Berlusconi without the bunga bunga parties or the impropriety or the charisma for that matter. But I think that it just shows you how problematic it is if you have significant business interests like that.
South Australian Independent Senator Nick Xenophon.